Statistics from the Motor Transport and Traffic Department of the Ghana Police Service show that an average of 6 people die in road accidents daily. In the first 2 months of this year alone, an estimated 336 people have lost their lives through motor accidents, whilst over 1,500 suffered various degrees of injury. Experts have attributed the cause of the tragic road event to high-speed driving, wrongful overtaking, absence of street lights, among others. The development government has described as very disturbing. Although the National Road Safety Commission was established by an Act of Parliament, Act 567 of 1999, the Commission can only educate, promote and develop policies that will improve road safety. The National Road Safety Commission says it lacks the power to fight against road traffic violations. According to the Executive Director of the Commission, Mrs. May Obriyabua, giving the Commission the status of a state agency would give them the legal backing to demand compliance with road regulations.
I think our mandate is to ensure that we do road safety education and advocacy. There are a lot of things that we, as a commission, we need. The mandate to ensure that road safety practitioners or those in the sector can do their work properly, and we can demand compliance from them. It's one of the things. So as a commission, we have proposed, and it's at cabinet, that commission should be given the status of an agency, National Road Safety Agency. That will give us the teeth also to bite. Yes, we would give people warnings, etc. But if they do not do it, then we can take some punitive actions against certain agencies.
She hinted of some immediate plans taken by stakeholders to help address the speed of road accidents in the country.
If you look at the statistics, clearly shows that from January to March, it's gone up as compared to the same period in 2017. As a commission, it's a source of worry, and therefore we have met with our stakeholders and are looking at the action plans that we took, that we wanted to do this year. What can we vary to ensure that we can address the issues that are happening?
Meanwhile, the general public is advised to adhere strictly to traffic regulations to help minimize road accidents in the country.
That was Sani Abdurrahman's report.